The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Tezayin. As we get into the second perik, which deals with the various psulei avoida, Mishnah lists off, there's Zor, there's Loiruchutz Yadayim Raglayim, there's Oinein, there's Tomei, there's Einayim and Alaritz. For all the different psulim that we're going to, Mietz Hashem, discuss over the course of this parak, we'll start with something that we discussed in the previous year, Reb Kiva Eger's definition of the psul of Zor. We all know that even though Shechita V'Korban is kosher Idei, a non-Kohen, but all the other Avodahs have to be done. Kabbalah, Lach, Zrika have to be done by a Kohen. Avodah is done by a Kohen. That Shechita could be done by a non-Kohen is because Shechita love Avodah to a certain extent we discussed in the previous year. What is the nature of the Zor who can't do the Avodah? Is the Pshat that there was no Maisa Avodah done? Reb Kiva Eger says more than that. Reb Kiva Eger points to the fact that the Gemara brings a Pasuk of that the Zor is Mechal HaAvodah, the Lashon of a Pasuk. That it shouldn't be mechal la'avoid, there's a lav, that is always mechal la'avoid. He says, who needs that there should be a separate pasuk? Once the Torah says that, and then there's a separate pasuk, there's mechal la'avoid, that's pasuk. Why do I need a separate pasuk? Kiva Eger points to the fact that there's a sug in the beginning of Tmura. Called the Ovid Loi Mahani. Ovid Loi Mahani is a concept that whenever anything, any ma'isa is done, which the Torah assers, the outcome of that ma'aseh which the Torah doesn't want, which the Torah asks, will not be chal. For instance, a kohen is mekadesh a grusha. Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. When he's mekadesh or he's over a lav, is the kedushin chal or not? Totally in the Ovid loy mahani. The pashtus is that we pass in the Ovid loy mahani. Says Reb Kiva Eger, it's a big discussion with a lot of different ramifications of when we say this klal, when we don't say this klal. As a general rule, Yovid loy mahani. If that's true, says Reb Kiva Eger, why do I need a separate pasuk that a zor who does avoidah, the avoidah is niskal without that? The zor is not allowed to do avoidah. If he's not allowed to do avoidah, then the avoidah won't be kosher, the avoidah won't be pasul. Says Reb Kiva Eger, the nafkimini is whether it can be redone. If he's mechalal, so he already was mechal, that avoided can be redone, it's already nifsal. Mashenkin, if it only just wasn't chal, so it's like he tried to do a ma'isa elocha, he tripped on the floor, so get up and do another ma'isa elocha. The fact that Azor did it, loy mahani, just do another one. That's what Kivega himself points out that the nafkamina is also legabe kmitza zor. We discussed at the end of the previous year, if Azor does the kmitza on a carbon mincha, can the soilus be put back in? There's one man the at the beginning of Maseches Menachos, the soilus can be put back in the klisharis and the kmitza can be performed again. Was he mechalal or just that a kmitza wasn't done? If the kmitza wasn't done, it's as if some of the soilus fell out, just put it back in the bowl and do the kmitza again. Again, over there also we could be doicher, a similar mahaloch that we said from the stipel in the previous year, we could be doicher the raya, b'mez Hashem, the concept of kmitza with shirayim is something we'll discuss extensively in the beginning of Menachos. We'll leave it for there. Another nafkamina, Reb Kiva Eger points out an interesting chap. What would be, we don't even say chalila because it's just something that's brought up just to bring out a conceptual basis. The Gemara by us discuss what happens if nikta yad hakoyin. The zrika has to be performed by the yad hakoyin. He has to do it with his hand. The hand that Kohen has to do it be Yad Yamin. What happens if his hand was cut off in between, in the 0.01 seconds that it takes from the dam to go out of his hand to the Mizbech? Lamaisa, the dam is not, the Gemara says that the dam is not considered Mechaper until it touches the Mizbech. If at the point where it touches the Mizbech, this Oivid, the Kohen, has hand chopped off, he's a balmum. So it comes out that the kapara was created, was affected, the ma'aseh avodah was done by, or at least the ritzui was done by a balmum. A balmum can't do avodah. So now, let's slice that. If we say that when a balmum does an avodah, it's not mechalu, but just that the ma'aseh is not a ma'aseh avodah, the ma'aseh, the act of spritzing the dam was done by a shole. When it was chal, when the dam hit the mizvech, he's a balmum. But the act of zrika was done by a shole, not by a balmum, so it'd be okay. But if we say that the pshat is that avoida that's performed, ritzui that's affected by a balmum is mechalel, so when does the ritzui take place? The ritzui takes place when the dam hits the mizbeach. At that point, he's a balmum. So that would be another nafkamina, whether we understand that a balmum, similar concept to by Zohar, whether a balmum is mechalel avoida, it's just a non-entity that's not a maisa avoida. Or, let's say, it's mechusa begodim, we could say the same thing. What happens if in the millisecond between when he spritz the dam and when the dam hit him his back, the big day kuna ripped off him. The ritzu was created by a mechus begodim. The act of zrika was done by a loivish begodim. Do we say that the act is fine, or do we say that the avoid is nischalul because it was the ritzu was created by a mechus begodim? Same type of chakir. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri asks a monumental kasha on the whole hanocha of Reb Kiveger. Kiveger's hanocha is that anything that we could, that a lot of different psulim, we have to look beyond just saying that that ma'isa is not a ma'isa avoida. We have to look at it that it was an avoida that passels the korban. If not, then the Ovid Loi Mahani would allow you to redo it again. It just wasn't chal. It didn't work. It didn't create a ritzui. So do it again. That's Reb Kiveger's hanocha. Avi Ezri says, Rav Shach says, that he has a case that's mefurish not that way. There's a din of prue roish, the shikr. Person is shikr, psukim and pasha shmini, after misas nodav aviu, over there the pasuk talks about Aaron ubonav not being allowed to be oivid, either shikure yayin, or prue roish, where the hair is long grown, or prue begodim, where the clothing is ripped. We're going to discuss in Yitzhak Hashem each one of these concepts as we go through the parak. Prue roish and shikr, the sugi say by us, we'll see in the next few dafim. The halacha is the chay misa. It's mefurish in the pasuk and pasuk shmini that if Aaron ubonav are oivid in a state of shikr or prue roish, the chay misa v'dei shamayim, like a zor who's oivid is chay misa v'dei shamayim. But avidosik shere. Frektiv shach, l'chore ganz klor, that even though the Torah doesn't allow that avodah to be done, that does not automatically carry with it the din of Yavad Lai Mahani. Why not? Why? The Torah doesn't say that the avodah is nifselas by shikr and prue roish. Forget about the Torah saying that there's a paslos of those two things. More than that, the Torah says that you're not allowed to do it. If the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, so it's not chal. B'chor Yavad Lai Mahani should cover that also. See, it would seem to indicate, Rav Shach says, that b'chlal in the whole realm of Avodah's Beis HaMikdash, there is no klal of Yavad Lai Mahani, in which case your Kiveger's Raya falls off. Ad kan dvorov, or Rav Shach, what the hezbo that would be, why isn't the classic klal of Yavad Lai Mahani true also by Karbonis, needs work. But first, Rav Shach's Raya. L'choyro, prue roish and shikr, that the halach is avidos and ksherim, would seem to indicate that there is no problem of Yavad Lai Mahani when it comes to avodas beis hamikdash. In the notes of Rebbe Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rosh Hashiva, the son of the Brisker Rav, he says like this, he learns up the Lashon of the Rambam, it's really kemat just reading a pasuk straight. All the different psulim of avodah are in Balmum, Zor, etc. All these dinim are in Pashas Emor. Those are the dinim of who's Roy Lavoidu, who's not Roy Lavoidu, the Chil Lavoidu, and so on. Then there are the dinim that are Atsura, the Ma'is Lavoidu, he has to be Amin in the Ritzpah, Ala Ritzpah, he has to do it with his hand, be Amin, not Pismoil. All those are learned out from the Psukim of Avoidu and Parshas, Vayikra, and Tzav. The Parsha of Prue Roish and Shikr Shoivid in Parsha Shemini is not written in the context of Avoidu, it's written in the context of going into the Mikdash. It would seem that these psulim are not chayiv misa v'dei shamayim when they're oivid because of avoido, but it would seem that the problem is that they're going into the Beis HaMikdash itself in a state that's not fit for avoido. The going in, the halachos are in hilchos bias mikdash, a shikr is not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. A shikr that's oivid, What that means is just, you look at the Lashon Rambam, it's Kamat Klo that way, it's just that when he's Oivid, it's not just that he went into the Beis Hamikdash, but he planted himself to do a Ma'is Avoida. It's not a psul in the Avoida. The Avera is not an Avera in the Avoida Sakoin. It's an Avera of being there, except that a stam fleeting being there without doing anything is not a full being there. What's called being in the Beis Hamikdash illegally in a state that's not Roy for Kedusha's Beis Hamikdash is only when he actually plants himself there by doing a Ma'is Avoida. It's an added emphasis to the issue of going into the Beis Hamikdash. In which case, the Ovid Leimahani just says that when a Maisa is illegal, so it doesn't create anything. Over here, it's not the Maisa Avoida per se. The Maisa Avoida is a way of saying that he's there. It's just a way of stressing that he's in the Beis Hamikdash. Being in the Beis Hamikdash, in the way that he's even doing a Maisa Avoida, in that state of Shikur and Prue Roish, that's the Chiyuv Misiv Deshamayim, but Memel, there wouldn't be Yovid Leimahani on that. We'll add what seems to be a clear raya that this concept is true, and something that's negate, so it gives us a way of defining this, the distinct psulim that are discussed in the sugas in front of us. Tosfos and Daf Tezvav points out that by the chiv misiv de shemayim of any of these psulim avoid the serving, any avoid the zor, b'chus begodim, if he didn't wash his hands and feet from the kirkan, the chai misiv de shemayim only by what's called avoid the tamo. Only an avoid the chashuva, which is the finale of a process. Meaning to say, let's say, shchita, not kabbalah elocha, because zrika is the finale of the kabbalah zadam. Zrika is considered an avoda tama. So the Gemara discusses what's called an avoda chashuva, let's say, by the menorah, which part of the lighting of the preparing the wicks for the menorah is considered an avoda tama, which is not, it's negeh by shchutei chutz, it's negeh over here by us by all the psulim. That's the halacha. Tosfos points out daf tezvav that by shikur and prue roish, where there's no such klal. You don't need avoda tama, or you're the kohen who's oivin in a state of shikores, is chay misim de shemaim even without that avoda having been avoda tama? What's the pshat? Says Rebbeiru, the daik and the Rambam, that the pshat is because the real state of a shikur prue roish has nothing to do with the avoda per se. If the issue would be the avoda, then it has to be an avoda tama, has to be an avoda chshuva, one of the finale avoidas in a process of avoiding the Beis Hamikdash. But the dinim that we just discussed is, like we said, the issue is batsim being in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a being in the Beis Hamikdash that carries itself out, that culminates in a Ma'is Avoida. Which Ma'is Avoida? Any Ma'is Avoida. Any Ma'is Avoida would be considered that his coming in is the coming in that violates Kedushas HaMokim. So din the Kedushas HaMokim, it's not so much a din in the Ma'is Avoida. So that would be a way of being Yashav Rav Shach's Kasha. There is a klal of Yovid Loi Mahani, theoretically, in Avodah Zarah, but not by Shikur Prue Rosh. Why don't you have the klal of Yovid Loi Mahani? And that he has to say, because there's an added point to a Zohar that's Mechalos Avodah, not just that Yovid Loi Mahani. Kveger adds another subject to discussion. Kveger adds, what about the din of a Cholol? Cholol is a Kohen, he's a Kohen, but his father, his source of Kuna, married a Grusha. So he's born in a state where he's posel avoida. Keni truma is posel avoida. The halacha is the Gemara learns out of a posel. It's a posel in Parshas Sabrocha that if he doesn't know that he's a cholol, so then the avoida he does, they found out later on that he was a cholol, the avoida that he did is kosher. Question is, the Torah doesn't allow him to do the avoida. If the Torah doesn't allow him, so then the chayu yomid laimani, that would seem also to indicate, like of Shach, that there is no klal of Yovid Loi Mahani insofar as Avodas Beis Hamikdash is concerned. Maybe what we can suggest, it's a Dvar Chiddush, but maybe what we could suggest is that the same way we just said by Shikur and Prue Roish, that they're not psulim in the Avodah per se, they're psulim in the Kedushas HaMokim, it could be that a Cholol, if we would ask ourselves, is he a Kohen? Yes, he's a Kohen. You see that anyways, if the Gzeres HaKosuv is that his Ma'is Avoda is kosher when they didn't know he was a Chol. How could that be true? If you didn't know that somebody is a Goy, you thought he was a Yid, he's Mekadosh and Isha, would you be able to hear that the Gzeres HaKosuv that his Kedusha is Chal because you didn't know? Why if you don't know he's a Chol? Not why, because the Gzeres HaKosuv. What's the Gedur HaDor? How could somebody who's a non-Koyin, who's a psul avoida, be, if you don't know about it, how can his maisa be kosher? Could be that kishala atzmoi, the chol is considered that he's a proper kohen, his maisa avoida would be a maisa avoida. The problem is that if he's oivid, it's a threat, it's a pegam in the shevet hakuhuna. The Torah is telling us that if you didn't know that he's a cholo, so no pegam was made in the shevet hakuhuna. As soon as you find out that he's a cholo, you'll be marchik him from avoida. But kishalatzmoy, the maisa avoida that he does should be a proper maisa avoida, except that it leaves a stain on the shevet hakuhuna because it's somebody who doesn't have the proper lineage who's also being oivid with them. So Mamela, the psul is not in the maisa avoida, the psul is in something more general. Not a psul in the maisa avoida, then there's no yavid loimahani. Yavid loimahani always means that a maisa violates halacha, so Mamela doesn't have a koich to create whatever it's supposed to create. Over here, it's not the maisa per se, it's the ramification which is a problem. Say it. If the Torah says that ramification, if it's beli yediyah, is not a problem, so then the maisa is not a problem either. So now that's why there wouldn't be a problem of Yavid Leimahani by Chol. Similar to what we said by Shikr and Pri Rosh, that the problem is not in the Maisa Avoidu. The problem is in the violation of Kedushas HaMokim of the Kohen coming in to do a Maisa Avoidu. So now there's no problem of Yavid Leimahani. So if Kivayegah's Klal still remains true, Legabi Zor, that over there should be Yavid Leimahani. What the Pasuk does by saying it's Machal is to make that you can't then redo a Maisa Avoidu that was done.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.